Good morning. That Arctic air mass is just now starting to flow into interior New York and New England, and temperatures will steadily drop this morning. Many locations stayed in the 30s overnight, but with a northwest breeze kicking in, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour, temperatures will steadily fall back through the 20s and in some cases all the way down into the teens. Accompanying the Arctic air, a few flurries and snow showers, perhaps enough to dust the ground across parts of the highest terrain, but this will be the exception rather than the rule, with the main headline being the wind and the cold. So after we go back to a good amount of sunshine later this morning and through the afternoon, temperatures will still struggle with that northwest wind, and temperatures will stay in the teens and lower to mid-20s for highs, but wind chill values will be between 0 and 10 above right on through the afternoon. Clear skies and cold temperatures tonight, the wind will relax a bit, and temperatures will go back into the single digits and lower teens with wind chills closer to 0. High pressure building in will keep this weather dry through the day tomorrow. However, despite a good amount of strong late March sun, we'll still fall about 10 degrees below normal, with afternoon highs only in the mid-30s. And while wind speeds will be lower, still a bit brisk in the afternoon with wind chills in the 20s. On Friday, a warm front will approach from the south, and we'll have plenty of clouds and scattered rain showers. Temperatures could be cold enough at the onset if precipitation moves in early enough to be in the form of a little light sleet or freezing rain, primarily in Vermont and parts of northern New York, although most everyone will be above freezing and in the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. That front will stall out over top of us for the weekend. South of the front, let's say roughly from I-90 south, temperatures will be in the upper 40s and into the 50s, while north of the front, it'll remain in the lower 40s for highs and plenty of clouds along the front with a chance of rain showers. On Sunday, the cooler air will win out and highs will be back into the upper 30s and lower 40s with clouds and scattered rain showers and perhaps some mixed precipitation across the higher terrain. It looks like we'll continue with the unsettled weather into the early part of next week with scattered showers and highs in the lower 40s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, coastal and valley rain will begin to taper off over portions of the Pacific Northwest and California as a cold front weakens while moving inland. However, another disturbance entering the southwestern United States will bring a round of widespread precipitation to much of the west over the next few days. Some of the highest terrain could see some snow mix in with the rain, and several inches of snow will be possible for the higher peaks from the Great Basin to the central and northern Rockies by the weekend. Snow is also expected to continue for portions of the northern Cascades during this time. And the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Utah. As that upper trough shifts inland from the west coast, convection will increase across the west coast states and into the intermountain region, aided by cooling aloft and increasing large-scale ascent. While instability will remain meager at best in most areas, increasing strong mid-level winds will result in shear that could allow for a few stronger and fast-moving storms to evolve during the afternoon, with a couple of stronger storms perhaps to severe level in terms of wind gusts. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in light snow, fog, and blowing snow, 7 above zero with a northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 33 degrees, the dew point 21, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16 gusting to 31 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is rising rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and windy, temperatures falling through the 30s. Boston sunny, windy, temperatures falling through the 30s. And in Buffalo sunny and windy, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 42, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 17.2 inches for the month and 58.4 inches for the season, which is 2.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 28. the record high 81 set in 2012 and the record low 2 above 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:10 p.m. 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny and windy today, with temperatures falling to or holding in the teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today, with temperatures falling to or holding in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming partly sunny and windy today, with temperatures falling to or holding in the teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny and windy today, with temperatures falling to or holding in the 20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows around 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, becoming mostly sunny, windy today, with temperatures falling to or holding in the 20s. Mostly clear tonight, around 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, less wind but still brisk in the mid-30s, cloudy with rain showers likely Friday, perhaps some mixed precipitation early in the day with highs in the lower to mid-40s, chance of showers from I-90 south Saturday, some sunshine to the north in the upper 40s on average, cloudy with rain showers on Sunday near 40, more rain showers, perhaps some mixed precipitation Monday in the lower 40s, and still the risk of showers on Tuesday with highs staying in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.